still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thursday. That Brett is out today. He's goofing around somewhere. He's at Meathead's place up at Prestige Billiards in Scottsdale. It's a little bit of a, it's a strange spot. Frank Lloyd Wright and Hayden. And you got to go in. It's right next to where the old Four Peaks was, I believe. Isn't that right, Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's in there now?
The Four Peaks is empty, and Oso's in the same shopping center, and that's empty because they're remodeling it. But like, if you guys know, it's huge. It's the Scottsdale Harley dealer.
There you
it's
go.
Literally right across the street, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright and Hayden, and you're at Prestige. You're giving away U-Fest tickets and a whole bunch of KUPD stuff, yeah. A little U-Fest drop. And there's pool tables to be moved. Does Meat have a plan this morning to get you in the pool table?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
I can have him come on the phone here and he can.
No, that's okay.
You can negotiate with them.
He's all right. If he wants to, you know, he wanted to play musical chairs and he had an idea oh, God.
Here, he wants to talk to you.
Meathead,
you
everybody. Go. Prestige Billiards Meathead. Kevin?
Hey, buddy boy.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. I actually woke up on the right side of the bed, so
oh,
I think
good.
It's going to be a good day.
Oh, man. You've set a high bar for 7:40 in the morning, but all right. Meathead, you got stuff to hand out over there. What? Because last week you wanted people to pick up a pool table and they could have it if they could just move it 180 degrees.
The thing with that too is I was thinking it was going to be an HR problem, so we're not going to do it this time. We're going to do something a little bit different, and it's running around a Hellcat.
Okay, Kevin, it's not an HR problem; it's an ER problem.
Yeah, and
you don't want people's buttholes to fall out. You're lifting way too much weight for your average person.
You go back to your work and you're like, I got to call in now. And then they're like, what'd you do? I went to Prestige. Oh, that's nice. How do you butt fall out? Oh, I was lifting 900 pounds.
No. Nobody asks that. No one gets that deep into the conversation and then says, how did your butt fall out? You don't exchange casual greetings and, oh, guess what I was doing? When you see that someone's butthole's out, you don't, you know, go through the casual kindness and then say, how did your butt fall out? You just get them to the ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He tried to paint a picture of a dude going back to work.
Bill,
with him.
I think there's something in the back of your pants.
Bill, I don't mean to interrupt you, and the pleasantries are very kind. Your asshole's out to your knees, and I need you to address that almost immediately.
What's that bulge in your pants?
Yeah. Oh, you were raised wrong. You don't say hello first? No, I point out a man's anus that is leaking from his body. Anyway.
Maybe the challenge just lasts long enough where people can just recognize it. Oh, you're at Prestige this morning.
Meathead, let's go to improv class together. We're going to learn a few things.
Yeah, next is stand-up. So, actually, I thought, since you guys were on TikTok yesterday, I thought about it. Like, this is my billion-dollar idea.
Okay.
I was going to call it Tickety Talk, and then I'm going to have MILF doing the videos, and then they're going to be by pool tables, right? So, it'll be an expansion of Prestige, Tickety Talk, and MILF.
Yep.
That's my combo deal.
I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier. There are two people on this planet that look at Kevin Meathead and say, that's the best day of my life. And I just don't believe that can be true. I have
what
to think
era are you
I think your parents
in?
Had to have better days than you. I'm just convinced of it.
All right. I'm pretty sure I was a mistake.
Oh, I'm positive of it. Still going on. All right. Kevin, how are you going to give the pool table away, or are you going to try to today with some astronomical feat of strength?
Actually, no. I would like to give some U-Fest tickets away, and because we got 10 to give away. So if you come down, we got a cool little event, I guess. I'm going to have you run around my car with the radio on. And you got to stop when I stop the music and sit in a chair.
Okay, while it's parked, right? It's while it's parked, yeah.
I see no liability issues with this.
Drifting.
Yeah, you're going to do some drifting. You run around the drifting car and then sit in a chair. And then people go like, hi, how are you? What'd you do this morning? Oh, I was out at Prestige. Well, how come your skin is missing from your lower half? Oh, I got hit by a car. The idiot was driving it around and smashed into me. All right. Ring around the Hellcat or whatever you want to call it. Musical
some
Hellcat.
Guy in a gorilla and a Hellcat driving.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, just, you know what? You're fine without throwing out so many ideas. I think this brainstorming session is over. It's wonderful. Now we need to talk to Brett again. And I never thought I'd say this, but I need some normalcy. Please put Brett back on the line.
Can you give Brady a hug for me? And
of course.
I love him?
In the bathtub. You guys, right. You want to take a bath with him?
Do you sell rubber duckies?
Yeah. Good.
All right. You take a bath with Brady, you win a pool table. All right. Give the phone to Brett. You're insane.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, brother. It's Kevin.
Thank you, John.
Kevin Meathead is prestigious. Prestige is a word that he that's...
Prestige worldwide.
It's like,
so
look up
close.
The way it is so close. Like... We're best friends, aren't we? Prestige Billiards. This is the greatest name for a place ever. Come on down to my billiard place and just buy stuff and run around my Hellcat. He's insane. He's one of the funnest people you'll ever meet, but he's human Mexico. At any given time, something can go horribly wrong. Prestige Billiards, he's got 10 pairs of tickets to give away. That's pretty good. So if you just want to go up there, make it easy, Brett, figure it out and make sure no one gets hurt, okay?
I got it.
All right, that's all I'm asking, Brett. You are the one that I need to be the safety cop today.
Yeah, how am I the responsible one? I mean, Christ.
I fear
Look around you.
I fear. Yeah, look right to your right to your right now. That big dopey smiling billboard of a human, and then go. That's how I got this job. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit, Brett. Well done.
All right, see ya.
Brett is out there this morning with that lunatic. Well, that's Wild America, isn't it? I got to get the Brady Report music going. I'm all screwed up. That's his fault. It's time now for Brady.
I thought you were playing that for
because Meathead. Meathead's in the wild. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. It's Thursday, and that means you can go on over there if you're in the military especially. We talked about that with VetTix this morning. Get your discount on your tickets for concerts, especially U-Fest. They're going for next to nothing on VetTix if you're a veteran. But if you go to Hooters and present your military ID, you get 10% off your meal. And a non-alcoholic beverage purchase. And that happens every single day, not just Thursday, over at Hooters, because they love you. And thank you for serving our country. So nice job, Hooters. Thank you. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Lingerie Day.
You hear that, ladies?
Well, one firefighter heard.
Well, there's a couple of ladies they showered up. The lingerie's on the floor. So, ladies, it's lingerie day. Start your excuse-making now as to why it's not going to happen tonight.
I'm bloated.
A couple of basic fun facts.
I feel good.
All that crap you ate this morning for breakfast?
That's not it. You're an idiot.
Two bowls of chips and salsa at lunch?
You're stupid. That's not why.
Oh. Bean dip?
You don't feel well and you just had 4 pounds of Mexican food and you seem to think that...
No, I need to see a doctor.
I'm not... Okay. I think you need to see Manuel's left less.
I'm not putting lingerie on for you. My ass looks funny.
Okay.
The University of Michigan beat Stanford 49-0 in the first Rose Bowl game in 1902. It was so bad that Stanford quit in the third quarter, and the Tournament of Roses committee canceled the game and only held the parade for the next 13 years.
It just wasn't even up yet. Michigan had a head start and a couple other good teams over there from the east.
20% of all the mammals in the world are different species of
bats. Hold on. They had a Rose Bowl parade? before the Rose Bowl?
I think it was...
Or just the Tournament of Roses parade.
And went along with that first game.
Then the Rose Bowl.
They're like, you know what? That was pretty good. Let's just go with that for a while.
Okay.
Till we get to better representation.
The Tournament of Roses parade wasn't always with a football game, I guess, is what I'm saying. They're separate events, although very closely linked.
Yes, the Rose Bowl parade predates the Rose Bowl game by 12 years, okay. Having first taken place January 1st, 1890, while the game debuted in 1902.
And then they stopped again for a little while.
Hosted by the Pasadena Tournament of Roses and takes place annually.
Okay.
20% of all the mammals in the world are different species of bats.
Wow.
One out of every five mammals.
That's crazy.
Bat.
The first country to adopt Christianity as its official religion was Armenia in 301 AD.
Way ahead of the curve there, Armenia. Looks good. And it served you well, because, boy, what a country.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I think we might have done this one before. Richard Nixon's favorite food was cottage cheese and ketchup.
Oh. Yeah, I'm feeling that too. And Nixon was a Hunts guy.
Be like lumpy you think Thousand Island dressing.
He's not a
Hunts.
Maybe,
I guess. I don't know.
He even had a guy in his Got in Trouble named Hunt, so...
Oh, yeah.
I want the hunt! That's gross. I can taste that talking about it.
Here are eight bad habits that make us age faster. Smoking, number one. More and more studies show vaping is bad for your skin, too.
Sure.
Too much sun, a bad diet, processed food, stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat can make your skin age faster. Not exercising, too much booze, chronic stress, and the bad sleep.
Yep.
And the last one's not brushing your teeth. There might be a link between gingivitis and heart disease.
They've been saying that for a long time.
It's also not good for a youthful look to have the rotting teeth.
Sure. It's not good for any look, youthful or otherwise. Very rarely do you see people like, man, he looks so young, except for his yellow wooden teeth. His rotting teeth, if it wasn't for that, I'd swear, 15 years younger than he actually is.
The Department of Transportation Security Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, he had a news conference yesterday, and he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights.
Immediate, too. Well, he's like right on they'll give you cash
within seven days.
So that's some pretty impressive fast cash refund.
Does that include weather or cancellations and delays?
Cancel a flight, you get money.
You won't get $300 for a 1 hour delay. It'll work like this. Basically, if it's a complete cancellation,
Ticket price, you should get.
But the 1 hour delay,
You know what this is going to lead to, Pete Buttigieg?
Never canceling a flight.
Crashed planes.
What?
Because they're going to rush.
Yeah, I guess you're.
They're going to get in a hurry. They're going to cut corners. They're a business first. And there's no way they're going to be like, all right, close enough. Just get this bird in the air. We got to start paying 300 people every time we're 20 minutes late. I'm not doing it. And the next thing you know, you're going to have some dead people because they rambled the schedule first over safety. Safety will take a back seat to the. I saw this yesterday and I started thinking this is the dumbest thing in the world. Everybody sits back and watches the government go, oh, they're going to give us free money again. But you don't want airlines.
The government's not. Yeah,
you do. Yeah, he's the director of transportation. He is the government. The FAA is in charge of this.
Penalizing the airline department,
right? Yeah. Because they're in charge of the airlines, and the government's saying, "Here's money to you guys. If the airlines can't keep their schedule, we'll pay you back, and we'll take it out of their pocket." And guess who's going to cut corners? They're going to save their own money. That's a terrible plan. I will take a 5-hour delay if it means the plane is fixed.
Yeah, I think everybody would.
I'm not interested in them hurrying up. If you're running a little behind, I get it. Sometimes that happens. If it's an egregious mess that you screwed up your schedule and the plane's sitting on the tarmac for 6 hours and I can't get out, give me some money back. But not every delay should have people shouting and screaming for their $20. You can't do that. The airline's going to find a way around that, and there'll be planes hitting the earth like raindrops.
They're basically saying you get a refund if your flight is canceled. And they're able to put you on a flight the next morning. If you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel. This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of a delay or cancellation.
Sure. Cancellations are bad, and they should be able to get you back on another plane or give you at least a credit.
Right. No travel vouchers.
I do not want them getting their pockets ripped into by the government, because all they'll do is cut corners. They've done it before.
Here's one that's pretty solid. Another part of this deal is it's requiring airlines to give you cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. That's fair because you're paying for
them. That's an actual tangible thing that they lost. Everybody's safe. That's not a safety issue. That's just carelessness. Okay, fine. Do a better job. But don't start forcing schedules to be tighter. Or planes that could be canceled. No, we can't cancel this flight. Just get it in the air.
Doors will be blowing off everywhere.
Exactly. We already got a problem that they're speeding them up so fast the doors are coming off. Well, we probably could have. Every time I watch air disasters, they're like, probably should have noticed that. One of them was this little tiny valve that sticks out of the plane. I never knew what it was, but it indicates airspeed, and it'll start telling them. It's an actual gauge, and it's just this, but they got to tape it. Like they put tape on it, and the way that they learned to untape it is they had to put tags on the tape to say, don't forget this, because if it stays on there, it messes with how fast the pilot thinks the plane's going, and they were putting them in the earth a lot, like, Jesus, what's going on? And then it would stall, because they're like, we thought we were trying to go faster, we're trying to go slower, we don't know what's going on, the airspeeds were all wrong, because they have to put tape over this thing to protect it from getting water and stuff in there, and it was in an effort to go, we should have done better, but we were in a hurry to get planes up and down. So the maintenance crew's at fault. Some dude in Peru like got jail time because he didn't take the tape off. They will speed through and disregard your safety. I don't like when I hate whenever the government says, and you're the big cash winner. That's very rarely a good thing.
There's a viral disease that's ravaging the cacao trees in West Africa, where more than half of the world's chocolate originates.
Cacao trees?
The cacao,
yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what's a cacao?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the...
Cacao.
Cacao! This is happening in Ghana and the Ivory Coast.
Brady learned a new word, so I got
really
excited.
What happened is the cacao swollen shoot virus disease. It's basically a COVID for the trees. It spreads from these mealy bugs that feed on the trees. Once infected, the plant exhibits symptoms like swelling of the stems and roots and the red veins of the immature leaves. So the pod shrinks. Experts estimate that this viral disease caused harvest losses of 15 to 20% in Ghana, which might not seem like a lot, but that's... They've lost more than 250 million cacao trees in recent years.
So chocolate's going to get expensive.
Here we go. Right. New York Post says it's a sounding alarm because the threat of global supply of chocolate. will just price.
We're going to go crazy. Through the moon.
They're saying the poor climate change is causing harvest, too. Again, all goes back to jacking up prices. Oreo has might have gone too far in the flavor thing.
What?
Oreo.
This is
a new story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, is this just an editorial, or are you actually reading something?
No, it's another shocking food news.
All right.
Nabisco announced Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos coming out next month.
It's just the stuffing is sour.
Yeah. That doesn't really.
Maybe you don't like it, but.
Try to keep your opinions to yourself. If you don't like it, it doesn't mean the world don't. That sounds delightful. Sour Patch Kid Oreos.
You can pre-order them, too, if you want.
I'll pre-order all that. That's I'm in heaven and I haven't had those
yet. You can't wait until May 6th.
I can't. I'm going to talk to Jesus today and see if he can cook those up early. Stop disparaging the attempt.
Someone pulled over 11,000 Americans and found that 37% say they use warm or hot water to brush their teeth.
Mine's kind of lukewarm. I prefer warm water to brush my teeth.
I do the cold.
42% of the people in the Northeast said hot. That's hot. About 5 points higher than anywhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I prefer warmer water.
John, the airlines are notorious for effing up schedules. They should be held responsible.
Totally
agree.
The
government is just trying to keep them from screwing us over.
I agree.
Can't use the safety aspect as an excuse in this one. Sorry, bro.
I don't disagree that they screw up their schedules, and they need to be better about that. But sometimes it's not a scheduling issue. Sometimes it is delayed because of a mechanical thing. And if everybody... But
you know, it's like, just be honest.
Okay,
say it's,
they
well,
won't.
You know, they can't get a
the
pilot.
The problem is, you just told the mob you get money.
Yeah.
You can't tell society, hey, guess what? When stuff doesn't go your way, you get paid because they'll lose their minds and start screaming at. Did you see that lady at LAX yesterday was in the wrong terminal and was yelling at the employees? Yep. She demanded her money back. Her flight wasn't there. She was in the wrong airline. You cannot tell the mob they get money for when somebody screws up because once that goes around, the slightest screw up is going to cause chaos because we're all starved for a free check.
I think most of it is for the people that are business travelers, not the...
Again, that's great. And on paper, you're saying this is how it will work, and nobody else is going to step up. That's garbage. We both know that. Spirit Airlines is 4 hours late. Maybe it was a scheduling thing. Maybe they had something go wrong with the plane, and they had to fix it, and you didn't know. The last thing they want to do is tell the mob also, hey, the engine doesn't work. We're going to sit on the tarmac until we get this thing straightened out.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Yeah, I question anytime somebody's like, free money for you. It makes businesses do things worse, usually, when they're about to be penalized. So they're already screwing up, and I agree, they got to get it better on the scheduling. But I don't understand how you book flights without a staff. That's the thing I don't get with airlines. We got a flight we have to cancel because we booked it. We don't have any people to fly. I'm like, that's 100% your fault.
Trillions of cicadas are set to hatch in the eastern U.S. over the next few weeks, from Georgia to Wisconsin. It's a big one this time. Two separate 17-year-old and 13-year-old broods. So people online are wondering, can you eat them? Answer is yes. They're edible.
Ugh.
There's a couple of restaurants already that are serving up different dishes.
Put them in an Oreo.
They will. The AP just picked up a story on how the sound itself is already confusing people, prompting 911 calls because it's so loud. I went back to Ohio a couple years ago, and I couldn't believe the
it's loud
and the layering. You know, they only last like two or three weeks.
It used to be here.
It's just walking on bugs.
August used to be the like this city used to get so loud with cicadas, and the last few years it hasn't happened like it used to.
That's my thing is stop saying they only happen every 13 years because it's been every goddamn like it's every, summer.
Yeah, so
every goddamn 17 summer.
17 years.
Yeah, I have.
So it's just that pack every 13 years, and it's
there's a 17 year brood and a 13 year brood, yeah, hatching at the same time.
I have no idea. I just know that they're loud, and I like their little crusty shells when they leave their bodies.
Crunch, crunch.
When they ascend to cicada heaven.
I was going to say when they're called.
Yeah, when they're called, and they just leave their body shell behind, and it sticks to the wall. That's neat.
A woman in Indianapolis called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had three kids in the car, and she also happened to be pregnant. She told the police she was turning right when another driver turned left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake-checked her, flashed a gun, and tailed her.
Yeah.
She said the other driver, also a female, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her, covered her car.
Had that at the ready.
The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her again.
Wait, the mad mom threw spaghetti at the gun lady?
No, the gun lady had spaghetti and... Yeah.
Somebody starts waving a gun at you and then chucks Chef Boyardee at your car. Just back off.
Yeah.
Just
three kids.
Pull over. Stop. Yeah.
But anyway, the police showed up. They tracked her down, the spaghetti thrower.
Sure.
She tried to claim the other woman was the aggressor. The police didn't buy it. They arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm.
Just get the license plate, pull over, get away from the lunatic that's chucking Italian food and bullets at you. Sounds like Brett's car. Sometimes a gun just falls out of the window and spaghetti's flying off that thing constantly.
He's more responsible with the spaghetti.
No, it's an accident.
Come on now.
Yeah. It just smells a lot like spaghetti.
He's a responsible spaghetti owner.
That guy's car in front of us smells like garlic. God damn, that car smells good.
The fire department in Salt Lake County went to a home early on Wednesday morning and evacuated a dozen of nearby houses. They found out the people had ancient dynamite. They had sticks that had been laying around. They'd been passed down from generation to generation. So
that's
they had
the
to remove it.
They have the nitrogen and sticks.
Yep. Not clear how much they had, but enough to say, let's get a dozen houses cleared out around there.
One is good.
Yeah.
I think one is enough.
Yep.
This is the... I hope they get this guy. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is offering a $20,000 reward for information about a juvenile bottlenose dolphin that was found shot multiple times on the Louisiana beach last month.
Who shoots a dolphin?
Dicks.
Young dolphin.
All right. I don't care if it's young or old. You don't shoot the dolphin. And it washed up, or they did it? They pulled it on shore and shot it.
Yeah, they found it on the beach. Bullets lodged in the carcass, including the brain, spinal cord, and the heart of the dolphin.
Dolphins are a lot better than humans. As far as mammals go, we're not tops. I don't care what your religion says. This isn't the best species on the planet. Not even close. Dolphins don't just go smashing bullets into humans and then drag them into the ocean and laugh. You watch that Cove, and you realize what the better species is. Oh, trusting, loving, caring dolphins led into a cove and just slaughtered by hand by a bunch of angry humans. Blech.
Let's get to some radio videos. First one is hats off to the officer.
Okay.
Catching the potbelly pig.
Oh, there's a potbelly pig on the loose?
That's a little bit bigger than a potbelly.
Oh, is it a javelina?
No, they get pretty big.
They can get
huge.
That's
a small one, really.
Yeah, that's actually kind of normal. Oh, he's got him corralled. This is...
diving tackle.
He got him.
Now listen to the audio.
No, that pig's got to be losing it. Am I mistaken, or is that pig wearing a bow tie?
You know,
it looked like...
Because if the pig's got a bow tie on, I'm pretty sure
Might have been a little white crest under the...
I gotta see that again, but I'm...
That's his hand.
Oh, it's his hand with a glove on. Okay.
Fingerless gloves.
Looks like a little bow tie on the pig. That's somebody's friend, though. That's like, he just got out of a yard. Oh, good job, officer.
Quick scorpion, parkour scorpion. Guy's jumping over a fence.
Oh, jeez. He jumped right into like an electrical box. He missed by a mile. Oh, I don't know what he was trying to do.
That's a throat.
He lands on the corner of a building on his throat. And his legs bend up and kick him in the back of the head.
The power cabinet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's just a power box that's like poorly made. It's just, it's like a small shelter for the...
Actually, I'd say it's pretty good. It didn't budge.
Well, it was well constructed.
Yeah.
For as poor as it looked, it actually held up. Then again, that dude was probably one of like 17-pound Taiwanese ladyboy that jumped onto his throat, so...
Next one's a little biking Peloton.
Okay.
The leader kind of takes it on the chin.
Okay. Riding along, going at a good clip. He's running the Peloton at least... Whoa, what was that? Something in the road just...
I know, I went back the first time. It got into the back wheel. It went over the front wheel.
The bike gets... he runs over something in the street.
Just locked it up.
It goes right into
looks like
his...
a crowbar, maybe.
It is like some sort of...
It goes between his legs. It catches his legs.
Oh. It does, and it throws the bike 15 feet in the air. That's exactly what happens. Man, oh, man.
How about the rest of them? There's a couple of them that clear him pretty quickly.
Yeah, none of them, that nobody else. Well, that dude goes off into the grass. That's pretty good riding right there. Yeah, don't ride on the freeway.
Next one is a dude getting pulled over at night. DPS officers went over a thing. This brutal.
It's behind some sort of yellow. Oh, man, they're just talking, and then some other.
Now watch the dude.
Car just smashes into the
cop
and the guy.
It takes off.
Oh, guy that hits him just runs away from the scene.
Splattered on the freeway.
It looks like one, like, little... Oh, my goodness. And he's sideways.
How did they not see him go?
He's sideways. Oh, that dude's out of control. And then he gets up and takes off. Oh, my goodness. Everyone in that video is dead. Except the...
Yeah, he is. Look how far looking that way. And then...
Oh, my God.
I don't think he can tell if that thing's going to lose. Yeah, exactly. The thing's going so fast, it's coming at you sideways at 80 miles an hour.
And at that speed, you can't react.
And plus, you can't really react because there's no lights.
Yep.
Like, what's this? Yeah, they don't see it. Wow.
God, I think the trooper hit the yellow car, too, and then got spun up.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Man.
Crash getting caught on Instagram.
That's
no G's.
Terrible.
Crash getting caught. Yeah. If you want to check that one out.
Next one's a little military dozer. It's the mine plowing. They send it ahead of time so the vehicles can get through.
I like that all of your videos start with the word lil, like it's Fisher-Price.
Yeah, it's a little this, it's a little that.
Look at that, clearing out mines, blowing stuff up. Look at that machine that was built to clear roads. Wow. That's incredible. Where is this happening?
Just say what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
Happening in Ukraine.
No, I think it's... I thought Middle East.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I thought this was just like...
I don't think the Middle East has mined their own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Completely. I think this is a typical drive to work in, Iraq.
I saw a thing on 60 Minutes about the minesweepers that are going through there.
You know, it's interesting. I think it's heading towards the water. It looks like there's water coming over there, so it's like a beach. Could be training.
Oh, there it is. Waves there.
No
there
idea.
Waves. It's a lake or a beach.
That just keep people coming in from the water.
Man.
There must be 70 of them.
Okay, you guys can sun yourself now. Beach is safe.
Wow. People.
Indeed.
Just hiding,
indeed.
Hiding mines and then forgetting about them. Oh, yeah, war's over. Everybody go clean those mines up? Nope.
What mines?
I forgot where I put them.
What mines? We didn't map them.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. And Brett's not here to destroy us today, which is good.
Alec Flynn is coming in.
All right. Alec Flynn will join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to Brett one more time. He's at Prestige Billiards, giving you guys a chance at U-Fest tickets, maybe even a pool table. I don't know what's going on out there, but it's a circus. We'll find out when Brett calls us in just moments. There goes your Brady report.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.